Songs from Cape Breton's own Men of the Deeps flowed throughout ceremonies for Davis Day in Sydney Mines. It was the 101st annual Davis Day, marking the killing of coal miner William Davis in 1925. Davis was shot and killed during the long provincial coal miner strike against the British Empire Steel Corporation. Today, William Davis Memorial Miners' Day is a day to recognize all miners who've been killed in Nova Scotia's coal mines. The day began with an ecumenical ceremony at the Sydney Mines Anglican Church with Reverend Jackie Warren and Minister Karen Buffett, with the Men of the Deeps behind her, who are also marking their 60th year of musical remembrance. Minister Buffett delivered the poem of remembrance.
In the rising of the sun and in its going down, we will remember. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of the winter,
we remember.
In the opening of the buds and in the rebirth of spring,
we remember them.
In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer,
we remember them.
In the rustling of the leaves and the beauty of autumn,
we remember them.
In the beginning of the year and when it ends,
we remember them.
When we are weary and in need of strength,
we remember them.
When we are lost and sick at heart,
we remember them.
When we have joys we yearn to share,
we remember them.
So long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us.
As we remember them.
She also delivered the miner's prayer.
Beneath the earth where shadows dwell, brave hearts once labored, strong and still. Through dust and darkness they prayed to play, so others might see the light of day. We remember their hands, warm yet steadfast, their laughter echoing in the tunnels past. We honor their lives given the toil and the dreams they planted in the soil. May their spirits rest in peace and pride, their courage forever our guiding light. Bless the families who bear the weight, and keep them in love until we meet at heaven's gate.
Following the ecumenical service, a wreath-laying ceremony took place at the nearby Miners Park. After laying wreaths, attendees heard from invited guests, including local politicians, a union rep from the United States, and the president of the Nova Scotia Federation of Labor. Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark was the first to deliver remarks at the ceremony.
It's great to have this 101st Davis Day, Miners Memorial Day celebrated. And I say celebrated because we've commemorated, but we also have to celebrate the lives of the workers. And I recognize carrying on that heritage in the 60th year of the Men of the Deeps is a very special year to continue on that centenary last year. And it's always great to have members of the Bill Davis family, William Davis, here on an annual basis. And last year was so special for the 100th in New Waterford. It truly was, as you had said, Bobby, on the radio earlier today, heartwarming and touching for all of us to participate in this. And I notice as well, there are so many worker representatives, past and present, here. And I thank you for your service on behalf of workers in our community. In our region, it means a lot. And I know my council colleague, Gordon McDonald, has been a worker representative and knows the work and the effort that goes into doing that work. And for everyone that is here, thank you for your continued leadership. And the one thing I will say today on this 101st, when I was driving here, I was mindful of my grandmother, because it was all of those strong women that led the households behind the miners that provided for the family. And this setting here is so meaningful to me because This area, Bog Row, Cook Street, Cranberry, is all the Clark turf, and great memories. And I do want to take occasion, we recognize the miners, but it's those strong, strong women that kept the families going, the households moving, the children being raised, and providing leadership as part of a strong family unit. And it was a truly teamed effort because it wasn't easy times. And I see that in the representatives of the Davis family, the women that keep the traditions going on in their family, it is so important. So as much as we commemorate and indeed celebrate William Davis's legacy, and indeed those that have stand the gaff and have been miners and representatives of workers' rights, we celebrate those that were with them and their families and have given us this right and freedom to stand here today. Thank you very much.
Northside Westmount PC MLA Fred Tilley spoke next about what the day means to Cape Bretoners.
I'm very honored to be here as the MLA for Northside Westmount to celebrate and, as the mayor said, to commemorate William Davis Day here in CBRM. It means so much to the folks of Cape Breton and beyond of what this day stands for. And on the 101st anniversary, it's amazing to see such a large crowd here, because we will not forget. And I just like to say mining runs deep in a lot of families here in Cape Breton. In my own family, my connection to the Miners Museum is that my grandfather was the underground manager when the Miners Museum was built. We still have his white hat at my dad's house, and it means a lot to us as a family. And as the mayor said, this day commemorates not only the miners who worked hard to provide for their families and to build up our communities, but also the families that supported them every day, hoping that they would return home. So from the bottom of my heart, I wish you nothing but the best on Davis Day, future Davis Days, and congratulations to the organizing committee for putting on such a wonderful event. The service this morning was beautiful, and I'm very happy that you could all make it here today. Thank you very much.
Cape Breton Centre, Whitney Peer, NDP MLA Kendra Coombs spoke on behalf of her party and shared some of Davis Day's history.
On behalf of my leader, Claudia Chender, and NSNDP caucus, and Paul Wozni, our labor critic who's here today, it is a humbling privilege to be before you, to stand before you. Your grandfather did not seek to become a symbol of a strike or a beacon for the struggle for workers' rights. And yet, 101 years ago, that is what he did. And the Davis legacy endures. And I'm sure he and your grandmother, Myrtle, would have preferred him to be there when his last son was born, to watch the family grow, and to be present at every birth and every family ceremony. Unfortunately, the greed of BESCO profiteers and their anti-union sentiments led to the strike of 1925 and shook the community to its core. In 1925, BESCO cut wages by a third and refused to ensure safe working conditions in the mines, and also led to unfair hours. These wage cuts would have devastated the families. And yet, on March 6, 2025, almost every worker walked out of the mines and onto picket lines against BESCO. When now the famous and infamous words of "they can't stand the gaff" were spoken, it ignited a fuse, translated into action. Those words led to violence in the form of starvation and the refusal of access to company stores to our community. And by June, BESCO's cruelty escalated, cutting off New Waterford's access to power and water. Many local heroes emerged, including the miners who fought to restore that water and power, and were arrested. The final straw was when the miners saw that their community members were being beaten, children and women. And the morning of June 11th, the BESCO police and the Nova Scotia Provincial Police recklessly fired 300 shots into the crowd, wounding Gilbert Watson, John McCrory, Barry Ryan, and Bart Conchu. A horse trampled Michael Hanley, and tragically, William Davis was murdered. Heroes do not wear shiny capes. They do not seek glory. And 9 times out of 10, they're too tired, too cold, and too hungry to care. Those who marched on the power plant and water plant that morning were ordinary people who had reached their breaking point. The other heroes, the unsung heroes, are the wives who made do when the cupboard was bare, who raised the children and supported the strike. To the Davis family, your grandmother Myrtle was that hero. The strike of 1925 and the events of June 11th have woven into the fabric of our being. The community stood the gaff in 1925, and William Davis paid the ultimate price. We owe a debt of gratitude, and we must remember the sacrifices that were made. We must stand in solidarity with workers fighting for fair wages, safe working conditions, and workers' rights, as they did in 1925. Solidarity, my brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Sydney Member 2 Liberal MLA Derek Mumbercat called attention to former MLAs in the audience who have supported the mining community.
Very honored to be here representing our Liberal caucus. I do want to recognize, I do see Keith Bain here somewhere too as well, former MLA Keith Bain and Jeff McClellan here as well. The privilege of serving with both men who were very supportive of the mining community and the community overall. To the men of the deeps, you are a treasure of this island. You're a national treasure everywhere I travel. You hear the stories, and people will come up to me and tell me about how they heard your music. So thank you, and congratulations on your anniversary, too, as well. And to the Davis and Ledbetter families, thank you for being with us. It's so important that we get together as a community and recognize this each year, the sacrifice that William Davis made and the fight that those workers had back then. That story is really the foundation of many of the challenges that workers have faced over many years, and it's going to be one as we move forward. The story, mining is really part of our narrative again, and it's going to be part of our narrative moving forward. You hear it daily about the potential that this island has again for mining, and the opportunities that are presenting themselves around the province. As we navigate those as communities, let's not forget that story, the story of the ultimate sacrifice that William Davis and others made to make sure that anybody who went into a mine or operated a mine was paid fairly, was treated with respect, that safety was in place, and that they could support their families. So on behalf of the Liberal Caucus, very honored to be with you all today, and thank you so much for the opportunity to say a few words. Thank you.
Vice President of District 2 for the United Mine Workers of America, Chuck Neisel, was also in attendance for the ceremony. It was his fifth time attending Davis Day ceremonies in Cape Breton and spoke about working conditions in the United States and their relationship with their government.
So what a world we live in. It seems like we're going back in time. It's set up just the way it was years ago. They take the wages from you. They raise the prices. They control everything that you buy, just waiting for the day they start creating this company money again. But we have to move forward. What's going on in America is a damn shame. The first thing they did was started to steal our information, the working class people. They didn't bother with the billionaires. They left them off the list, but they checked anybody that worked at McDonald's, a coal mine, to a hospital, and checked out what we had, put some of the smartest people in the world to look at information and steal it. One of these days that'll all come to pass. Broke the unions right off the bat. My brothers and sisters that work for the government union, the TSA workers, and so on and so forth. What we have to do is continue to remember all that we've lost. In North America, we've lost over, it's estimated, because they don't have the exact numbers, we've lost well over 100,000 miners. Another 100,000 plus, and they don't have all the numbers for that, died of black lung. There's brothers that we spoke to this morning that we're asking questions about black lung. Well, let me tell you, I'll make it real simple for everybody. Everybody, man or woman, that ever worked in a coal mine or worked in an above ground coal mine has some form of black lung, period. There's no getting around it. It goes in and it doesn't come out. So remember that, children. Remember your grandfathers and your grandmothers that worked in the mine and your fathers, and you got to carry that on.
The last speaker was Nova Scotia Federation of Labor President Melissa Marsman.
The Nova Scotia Federation of Labor is the provincial labor voice, uniting the voices of over 70,000 workers and 350 locals. It is an honor to join you today as we commemorate Davis Day. Since 1925, workers, unions, and communities have gathered each June 11th to observe Miners' Memorial Day. Ceremonies like this are taking place in former coal mining towns across Nova Scotia to mourn those lost in the mines, honor those who fought for workers' rights, and renew our commitment to justice. We honor the sacrifice of William Davis, a New Waterford miner who was killed over 100 years ago. His death marked a turning point in our history, and his legacy continues to inspire our pursuit for fairness, safety, and dignity. Today, workers inherit the legacy defended so bravely by Davis and his comrades. We can continue to fight for safety and dignified workplaces. Recently, over 3,000 long-term care workers from CUPE went on strike for fair pay. While the government refused, they finally did come back, to bargain fairly, these workers could strike without fear of violence, and that is the legacy of William Davis. We must never forget where these rights came from or take for granted the struggles required to maintain them.
Following the ceremony, members of the Davis family who were in attendance spoke about the legacy of William Davis and what the day means to them. William Davis's granddaughter, Norma McDonald, great-granddaughters, Susan Roberts and Anita Davis, and great-great-grandson, Brandon McDonald, shared their feelings.
It's wonderful. It's nice to see the crowd, and it's nice to be warm in Sydney Mines. It's usually freezing cold here.
Well, I just think it's important that we continue to do this every year, that we continue to remind people, because it's not getting any better, right? Continue to remind them where, you know, coal miners came from, you know, the what conditions they worked in, you know, and why as we grow up as coal mining families, you know, we are who we are today because we were raised by coal miners.
And the labor movement in Canada is what it is because of William Davis. They knew about him all across. And then the stuff happened, like the great strike in Winnipeg and all of that kind of stuff. But Davis Day was the spark.
Yeah, exactly. And this is my grandson, Brandon McDonald. And he's promised me that he'll never let Davis Day die. He'll fight to keep Davis Day going when all of us older Davis family aren't available anymore.
How do you feel about the legacy of your great-grandfather?
It's very important to continue it as time goes on, right? I mean, as a future educator, it's important that in our classrooms that we're teaching about this in the event that happens, that way we can ensure that all of the students in the high schools, middle schools, elementary schools actually know, because most of them do have the connection with the coal mining community here in Cape Breton. So it's very important to continue this legacy.
After the ceremony, a luncheon and reception was held at the Sydney Mines Royal Canadian Legion for all invited guests, attendees, and Men of the Deep's members. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.